I want to go over with you some inyani halacha relating to the parasha. From the Sefer B'Shvilei HaParasha, we did this last week one day by Harav Dvorkas, Eliakim Dvorkas. We went through a number of his svarim. I'm a very big fan of him. He has some really great stuff. And he has two svarim on the parasha, inyani halacha that come from the parasha. So let's go through a few ideas. The main idea I want to discuss with you is about a bris mila. This week's parasha, we learned about the first bris mila, which took place on the eighth day. This is one of the big parashios of bris mila. Vayomel Avraham Eshitzak Benoi Ben Shmoy Nasyamim. He made a bris mila. Okay, very good. Now what about the party? When did Avraham celebrate the Su'udas bris mila? And for that matter, is a Su'udas bris mila, is it a Su'udas mitzvah? Now, what well, my nafkin mean?
First of all, let me ask you a question, Rashad. Where do you get the meaning you have to make the Suda?
Oh, that's what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, what's the source? Who says that it's a Suda Smitzvah? Let me ask you a halacha question. Let's say it's the 9 days. And the 9 days, are you allowed to eat meat? No, it's avelos. But if it's a Suda Smitzvah, you are allowed to eat meat. What? Okay, so that's an honor of the mitzvah. Okay, that it could be that he takes the haircut in honor of the, he's a Baal Simcha, he's doing the mitzvah, bris mila. But let's talk about this su'uda. Are you allowed to serve meat and drink wine at the su'das bris mila? Maybe su'das bris mila is not a su'das mitzvah. So I'm asking you, where is the source? If you don't have a source, if you do not have a source that a su'uda that is performed in honor of the bris mila is called a sudas mitzvah, you would not be allowed to serve meat, and you now be allowed to drink wine. And most of us anyway, by a bris mila, when was the last time you went to a bris mila? When they said, what?
Or an oven wouldn't be allowed to.
Oven allowed to go. Well, anyways, inshallah, an oven allowed to go to a sudas mitzvah. That's also, even if it is a sudas mitzvah, it can never go. And so generally, you hold an oven, cannot go to a bris mila. Avul only can go. That's a we.
Well,
we go to the right. You can't go to the suda. Is the suda, is it in the category of a sudas mitzvah? So the answer is yes. But you have to, exactly as the Rapport mentioned, you have to know the source, because they're going to be nafkaminas, and that's why I wanted to present to you the nafkaminas. What is the source? So the source comes from this week's parsha. Avram Avinu, we made a party. Vayas Avraham Nishte Godol Biyom Higomel Es Yitzchak. Now the word higomel literally means the day that he weaned. We discussed this last week, that when Yitzhak was 2 years old, seemingly Chazal understand that the zman a child nurses for 2 years. When a child, I don't know what they do today, but in time Chazal, that was very, they didn't have milk and all different types of things, so a child nursed until he was 2 years old. The zman of weaning is, the nursing is 2 years, the weaning takes place when he's exactly 2 years old. So Avram made a party and when Yitzhak reached this stage in his life. There is no explicit mention anywhere in the Torah that there should be a party to accompany the mitzvah of bris mila. When a person puts on tefillin, every single day, I did a mitzvah, I put on tefillin, I should make a party, and the party is going to become a sudas mitzvah. I put up a mezuzah, so I should make a party because I put up a mezuzah. Every time you do a mitzvah, you have to have a party. And if you do make a party, the party automatically has the status of a sudas mitzvah. Who says? So why does the party of a bris mila have the status of a sudas mitzvah? Where in the Torah does it say? And don't tell me it says b'yom higomel es, because that means when he wean Yitzchak. So Chazal come along and they make a drash. They say no, the word higomel means bris mila, because take the word higomel and break it into two. Hey gimel, kama mem lamed. Mol means mila. Hey gimel is, hey is five. Gimel is three. Five plus three is eight. He made a party. Ches mal. He made a party on the eighth day when he performed upon Yitzchak the bris mila. So Chazal, they decipher. They make a drasha. He gomeles Yitzchak. Pshuta shel mikra, he made a party on when he was 2 years old, a two-year-old birthday party. But he also made a party when he was 8 days old. Hey gimel, eight mal, the day of his bris mila, he made a mishteh gadol. He invited the gadol lehadar. So even though this is before matan Torah, And generally, we don't bring ra'is and halach from the full matzah, but this, for sudas mitzvah is good enough. For sudas mitzvah, we learned that this is a very solemn makar that a person should indeed make a su'udah in honor of the mitzvah of bris milah. Hashem was kares yud gimel brisas with for milah. Fine, that's the makar. Now, if that is the makar, that is the makar. That's the makar. Here is the shaila. What happens if it's a mila shleib isman? So let's say the baby was
yellow,
or the baby was an incubator, whatever the case was. I didn't have a brismila until the baby is 6 weeks old. What? Or exactly, let's say of a ger. Okay, a ger. Anything that's not, since the entire makar comes from a Yas Avram Mishte Gadol Yom Higomelas Yitzchak, that it's on the eighth day, that would indicate that when the Mila Shloi Bizman, it's not.
Why didn't he make a Suda on his own?
Doesn't say, you're right, doesn't say anywhere he made a Suda. It doesn't say he made a Suda for his own bris. The only time we have a Suda is it was the third day of his Mila. In fact, he was in great pain. He did a bris Mila. He was in great pain. The parish opens up. It was 3 days after his bris Mila. He was in excruciating pain. And now he made a party for someone else. He made a party.
It doesn't say it's a party because of the bris. It's a stomach. Achnas
Arachim. But it doesn't say anywhere enechnami. Absolutely, it's shloib isman. So where do you have enechnami? There are those. Doesn't say.
We know it says he asked Amra.
Should he do it publicly? Should he do the mitzvah publicly? But does not say that he was accompanied by a sudas mitzvah. Yeah. So indeed, there are poskim that we don't pass like this. There are poskim that hold this is a very, and this is a very big shal when it's during the 9 days. It's not so posh. There are poskim that hold. I don't know if it's a shal because anyway, I don't think you've gone to a bris that often where they've served meat. Do you have?
Yes.
Okay, that's another shot. In the morning, okay. Yeah. Some are very makbid, because since it's a Suda Smitzvah, the only way you Mekayim Suda Smitzvah is only with Simcha Basa V'yayin. Enoch Nami.
More money than meat a pound.
Yeah?
Lots. There's a svara that fish is like Basa.
It's not the same. Okay, but that's another topic of discussion. But indeed, this is a real halachic issue. It is a halachic issue. A mila sheloi bizman, does it have the status of a sudas mitzvah? L'may nafkamina, it's not so simple to have meat during the 9 days when it's a mila sheloi bizman. The status, the kedusha, the status of it being a sudas mitzvah is downgraded slightly. When it halacha lemaisa, we still pass into called a sudas mitzvah, and you have all the trimmings and all, but it's not the same. It's not the same adrego when it's shleib zan because the makar of sudas bismila is biyom higamelas hitzchak chesmal. But since the Torah indicated that the sudas mitzvah is only on bo bayom mila, there's something to mila bizman. Eight.
So you can learn fakir. You can learn that there was a bris that Zipporah made on
Hassan damna mulas.
It was right. The malach came and swallowed him.
It doesn't say he made it. It doesn't say that they made a suda. It doesn't say they made a suda. Now, on the other hand, you're touching upon something else. You're touching upon a very good point. Why it should be called suda? Because we say the piyutim and the benching by bris mila, we mentioned that the bala, the baby, is called a chassan. We are brainwashed in today's society to call a chassan only a person that's getting married, but that's not so. Bar mitzvah, that's another issue. But the one thing is for sure, that if according to the piyutim, according to Chazal, the baby, the 8-day-old baby, is called a chassan. Not because he's getting married, because he's the Baal Bris. And it says this in the Piyut, and we learn this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki chasan damim lamulos. Now simply, you're going to tell me I'm not making a mistake, that refers to Moshe. Moshe, Tzipor was saying, you're my chasan. Now they were married for many years, obviously. They were married for a long time, and now she's calling my chasan? Okay, yeah, you're my bridegroom, because now we have children, so when you have children, so you pull out the wedding video, and you watch the wedding video. You remember when you got married. What? You get married.
They were
whatever it is.
You know that the Rachamim is asking to be this.
Yeah.
When he does his own children,
it shows.
So it shows
the Mafreya. that he was a chasan emes. Okay, so you have to look at the pilim carefully. Seem to indicate that the baby itself is called a chasan, and we learn this from the pasuk ki chasan damim lamulos. According to some, not all of the mefarshim, that refers to the baby. That refers to which one was that? Eliezer, who's the one that had the baby at that point? Gersh, or who? Okay, whatever. But that's according to one approach. So you see that the baby, chasan. So a chasan, a bridegroom, whenever the bridegroom has the bris milah, that's automatically it's a sudas chasan.
And
the mela, it's a sudas mitzvah because of midin chasan. Whenever you have the term chasan, l'chayre, that itself is enough to upgrade the suda into a sudas mitzvah. So irrespective of the drasha of behigomel, okay, but this
and
is
also should have.
Okay, so that's okay. That's one issue. So this is now there's another variable which sheds light, which also weighs in on this idea. There are numerous memory chazal which tell us that when a person does bris milah, is bring a carbon. There is blood. It's a sacrifice. It's pikuach nefesh. I told you a lot of the arguments. I'm not getting anywhere near the controversy of Metitzas Bepeh. But I told this once before that one of the arguments that some make is they have to understand that bris milah in very nature is sakonis nefashos. Rachmana litzlan, not everyone survives bris milah, and in the statistically there are people in the world that don't survive the bris milah. It's a very dangerous medical procedure. Bris milah. Forget about mitzitza. Forget about herpes. Forget about that. Just the bris milah itself, by nature, is a sakana. So when a person brings his child lidei bris milah, to some degree, it's an akeda. He's bringing a carbon to Hashem. He's putting his child in a matzav of sakana. It's chazal, and therefore, it's like he's bringing a carbon. Now, there's a halacha. The ochlu osam. Asher kupar bohem. There's a general principle when it comes to a carbon that the kohanim and the ba'olim, part of the kapara, part of the avod of the carbon, is to eat from the meat of the carbon. And by partaking from the meat of the carbon, that itself brings kapara. So there's a din achila when a carbon is being offered. So forget about that ches that's on the eighth day, just the fact that Chazal tells when a person does a bris milah, he's bringing a carbon, and once you bring a carbon, you trigger the halacha of the ochlu osam asher kupar bohem. It's a yom tuf, and you have to eat in order to bring the full dosage of kapara that automatically will make the sudas bris milah into a sudas mitzvah, even if it's shaloi bizman. Yeah.
Now that's why I brought a chicken to shul for my three boys. Yom Shlishi de Milah. That's supposed to be the end of the danger of the.
Of the day, the 10th day, right? You made a tikkun on the 10th day, right? So that's a chassidus sheminig is to make a Shlishi de Milah. Shlishim in the 10th day of the child's 8 days.
End of the danger.
We learn from this week's parasha. Avraham Avinu on the third day is the most dangerous time. You get
okay.
So the bottom line we take away from this is mafalpin halacha is that there are really three mekoros for a suudas. Your question, that was your original question. What is the source that the suuda? What?
How do you know you might have carbon oil? You don't need anything. How do we know that this carbon analogy is...
Okay, it's a chazal. If I could find it here somewhere, it's a chazal.
Carbon toida, what kind of carbon oil analogy?
When a person brings a carbon oil, it's his yomtif. There's a halacha that a person in Beis HaMikdash, you don't eat from it, but it's still called a yomtif if you have another meal. A person is not allowed to do malacha. It's like chol hamoed. It's brought down in chazal. On the day when you bring a carbon, it's a yomtif for you. And in the male, it's a yom that has the status of chalmoit. On chalmoit, you only do davar ovit. And it's not a davar ovit, you're not allowed to work. If you are coming to the Middash and you are bringing personal carbonates, even a carbon oil, which no one's going to eat from, it's a yom.
Okay, but you don't eat.
You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast what?
So where's the makor back to the suda?
So, since it's a Yom Tov, since you're eating in honor of the Yom Tov, it is a Yom Tov, it is a holiday for you, and you are eating in honor of this holiday, automatically that type of meal has the status of a Sudas Mitzvah. Okay, there are some loose ends which have to be tied up, you're right, but that's the general gist. So generally, we have here three Nikoros, why a Sudas bris milah is indeed a sudas mitzvah, and the nafka min is if it's a milah shaloi bizman. Is it biyom he gomel es Yitzchak? He gomel hey gimel is ches mal. That would indicate only bo bayom. Or is it because the child is called a chosan, the bridegroom, and if he's a chosan, then it automatically means it's his yomtiv, so that elevates the status into a sudas mitzvah. Or number three, because it's a day when you bring a karbon, the achlu oisam asher kup arbochem. Now there is another nafkamin. Another nafkamin is, what about having a suda at night? And this, of course, is very common when it's a tinus. If the baby is having the bris milah on Yom Kippur, or on Tisha B'Av, or on one of the Dalet Somos, and the suda is not going to take place until the evening. So then, if you learn B'Yom Higomel Es Yitzchak, if there's no suda, it's not the eighth day, so it's not the bris milah. If you learn because of the chassan, he's no longer a chassan. The suda, until now we discussed the case where the bris milah is taking place shalai b'zman. But what happens when the bris milah takes place bizman? It's just that you don't have an opportunity to make the suda until it's already the next calendar day. That's also a very big problem. Can you eat meat? Is that called the sudas mitzvah? So if you learn the pasuk at face value, it's not a sudas mitzvah anymore because over zman batel karbano. It's no longer higomel. It's no longer the eighth day. The child's no longer a chassan. He already had the bris milah yesterday. It's a new day. However, this is a very critical component of the halacha, which is brought down the halacha, is that since bring a bris milah is compared to a bring a karbon, and by kachim, the night follows the day. And we have a sal halachic grounds for this when it comes to Erev Pesach. Everyone knows Erev Pesach. There's a question if you're allowed to do malacha. Are you allowed to do malacha after chatzos? Can you do malacha? What?
If I recollect, the carbon goes a day and a night.
The night after, what?
Yeah, there's no carbon. You can only eat mamish that day, and that's it.
Right, the day and the following night. When you bring a carbon, the night, when it comes to the calendar, the night comes first. When it comes to the carbon, the night follows the day. So if you have the bris milah on by day, and you're having the suda at night, because it's Yom Kippur, so you can have the suda on Yom Kippur, or you're having the suda with your Tisha B'Av, so being that then the suda is the night after the milah was the offering of a carbon, by carbonos, you're allowed to eat a minimum of a day and the following night. So the night is a sudas mitzvah because it's shaykh to the previous day when the bris milah was done. That only works with the third approach of comparing a bris milah to a karbon. But when you compare it, when you focus on biyom higamel asitz, like we focus on the word chasan, it's not going to help you because it's no longer the same calendar day. Where do you have this idea? The Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, are you allowed to do milacha? Are you allowed to do malach Erev Pesach? It's a very big shayla if you're allowed to go to work Erev Pesach. What more to expect? You'll see a simon bracha. Well, you see a simon bracha going to work Erev Pesach. It's discussed. But everyone, less man the polling that the night before, the night when you do bedikas chametz, you're allowed to go to work. Well, if you have to do the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah. Once you do your bedikas chametz, you can go back to work. There's no one holding you back. Stay up the whole night. Stay up the whole night and do your taxes. It's tax season, Erev Pesach. Do whatever you want. No problem. Why? Why is there only an issue of doing malacha by day and there's no issue of doing malacha at night? Because why are you not allowed to do malacha by day? Because it's the zman shchitas ha-pesach. When you bring a karbon, it's a yomtiv. By karbon, and so it's a yomtiv. When does the din yomtiv begin by karbonas? The day and the following night. You never go backwards. So the whole reason why you came to Malach Erev Pesach is because it's a yomtiv bringing the karbonas, and you see, going backwards is meaningless. You don't go backwards, you only go forwards. So too, when it comes to the bris milah, when going forwards, it would be a shaykh, and it would, and in fact, halach would be a din of sudas mitzvah. Okay, that's one interesting topic relating to bris milah. Another topic which you mentioned before, which is not clear, it's machlokes ha'poskim, is it an inyan to have meat? Some poskim are very makbid that a sudas mitzvah you should have meat. Ain't simcha ella b'basa v'yayin, having fish, having lox, having bagels, having coffee and tea does not cut it. Some, however, hold that's not mukhruch, and anything which gives you simcha can be a fulfillment of sudas mitzvah. Yeah. The father, the sandik, yeah. The sandik, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. It's one, but it's one ma'isa mila. They're all shaykh to the ma'isa mila.
It's shaykh. It goes on the mila, but the sudas are not the same.
Okay, here. Now, here's a very interesting shayla. This is very.
All three of them have a heter.
Okay, okay, yeah, yeah, that's fine. I know. Okay, okay, interesting. So that's a good point.
What's the heter then to have the lakshin of bezos?
Because it's fish.
I don't know because of fish. It's because it's not muchach that bizman hazeb. This halach ain't simcha ella b'basar only bizman shabes hamikash kayam. And the basar refers to basar kachim, carbon shlamim. But bizman hazeb, when there's no base hamikdash, you know, it's, we don't follow the rule of simcha zolim b'basar. Simcha is things which give you simcha.
Even though it's a carbon.
Even though, it's not a real carbon, obviously. It's only a me'ain. And Bizman has said there is no Beis HaMikdash, so the halacha is downgraded in our times to things which give you simcha, which can even include bagels and lach, especially
so
not every. They are, that's right. The Makbid Afghan Basar Nadoif. The Makbid Mamish and Basar. He brings that down. Makbid Afghan Basar. Okay, now here's something very interesting. I found this. Let's say you are invited. Let's talk a general. Let's compare Bris Mila to Pinyin HaBen. Go to a Bris Mila, everyone knows you start off with the Bris Mila, right? Then after the Bris is over, Mazel Tov, you then first go to wash. If you ever been to a Pinyin HaBen, that's not the Seder Dvar. The Seder in Halacha is first you wash and you eat. They serve part of the meal. In the middle of the Seuda, you do the Pinyin HaBen. That, you have a conversation, take out the sit of the conversation, but the procedure, the mitzvah, is done in the middle of the Seuda. So the question is why? Why is the Bris, the Hakpada, first the Bris and then the Seuda? And by a Pinyin HaBen, there's a Hakpada, first eat, and then in the middle of the Seuda, you do the Pinyin HaBen. So the answer is, it's a very beautiful answer, because we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Why do we have Pinyin HaBen? Let's go one step at a time. Why do we have Pinyin HaBen? Because Hashem redeemed us. Hashem passed over our house. Everyone's learning Masechet Pesachim. I assume everyone learned Afyomi, so learning Masechet Pesachim. And you learn about Man Ashtana, Halayel Hazemik, Halayel Hazemik, Halayel Hazemik, Halayel Hazemik, Halayel Pesach, Zush, Anuch, Shema, Hashem Shepasach, Halayel Hazemik, Abote, Mitzrayim, Hashem redeemed us. The Nibuchar in Yisrael. What else was required about the Bad Barry Dem Pesach? You could not eat the Karim Pesach unless you first did Bris Mila. That's one of the requirements. Umaltim oisoi v'oz yoichalmo. And in fact, you had to smear your doorposts with Dam Pesach and Dam Mila in order that HaKadosh Baruch should pass over your house. So at what moment in time did Klal Yisrael eat the Pesach? The Pesach is the Seuda, is the meal. Think about it, it's the meal. You're having a meal. You're eating a Korban Pesach. You're having a meal. The meal is taking place after you already did the Bris Mila. Before the night began, every single member of Klal Yisrael was required to perform a Bris Mila upon themselves and their children, to take that Dam Mila and smear it on the doorpost, and then later in the evening to eat the Korban Pesach. So the Seuda took place after the Mila. But when it came to Pinyin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who revealed that He saved us, He redeemed us, He killed all the firstborns of the Egyptians, but He redeemed us, that took place already after we ate the Seudas Pesach. The ultimate Seuda is the Seuda of redemption. What's the Seuda of redemption? We do Bris Mila Bezmanaz not because of Avram Avinu. The reason why we do Bris Mila Bezmanaz is because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah. All of that started with Bavur, Bahatziach, Hassan Mitzrayim, Tavis, Lekimachar Azeh. It all began with Yitzias Mitzrayim. The beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim began with Bris Mila. The Seuda of Gula was the eating of the Korban Pesach. The Bris Mila, the Maaser Bris Mila, took place before the Seuda. Whereas the Pinyin HaBen, the Geula, B'ni B'chori Yisrael, took place after. The Zman of Pinyin was Chatzos HaLaila, and Chatzos HaLaila already is after we finish eating. So it follows the pattern. It's a very interesting idea that the reason why we have the meal by a Bris Mila after, and we have the meal of pidyon haben in the middle is because, or we have the pidyon after we begin to eat, is because it patterns the very first time, the actual geula from Mitzrayim. The geula Mitzrayim, first there was a bris milah, and then there was a seuda. But when it came to the bini b'chorei Yisrael, the pidyon, first there was a seuda, and then there was a pinyon. So it comes to pattern the way it was originally at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now here's a very interesting shaila. Let's say you have an invitation to go to both a bris milah and a pinyon haben. Which one should you go to first? Which one should you go to? I only can go to one. I got a plane ticket to go to Yerushalayim for a pinyon haben, and I have a plane ticket to go to Florida for a bris milah. Which one has kedima? Bris milah or pidyon haben? So what would you say? Al pi halacha, whichever one you invite to first. That's the really the bottom line. But let's say they both arrive in the time, the same time. So what do you say? Why do you say bris milah? Okay, what else?
Every boy has a field on bris.
Okay, next reason.
I have a
question. Yeah.
It's a big mitzvah to bring a child into
Klal
Yisrael.
Yeah. No, there's no bris milah, there's no pinyon haben. There's no attack of someone that you have. If you don't have a bris milah, there's no chiyuv pinyon haben. You're not part of Klal Yisrael. If you're not part, you're not a full member of Klal Yisrael.
Right.
Then there's no din of pinyon haben. Okay, but that's only when it comes to yourself. Maybe when you have a choice, you have a baby. Let's say you have a taka baby. The baby is a shloim bizman. It's not shloim bizman. What should you do first? Now the baby is exactly 30 days old. The doctor says, guess what? The baby is ready to go. What should you do first? Should you do first the bris milah? Should you do first the pidyon? Al pi halacha, you do first the bris milah. You do the bris, and then you do the pidyon. Because if there's no bris milah, there's no pidyon haben. You first have to be a full member of Klal Yisrael to be chayav pidyon haben. But that's when it comes.
Do you wait till the child's sukkana mamish?
Let's say a ma'aseh takhiya, a theoretical case where the child becomes roy for bris milah the same time he becomes roy for pidyon haben. So which one do you do first, or what? Or shleim is not whatever it is. That's the situation where the child is not yet ready for the bris. But let's say the child becomes ready at the same time he's ready for both. What do you do first? Al pi halacha, you first do the bris milah. If they're both right now, that's what you should do. You can't because the child's not ready, so you do pita ben first. But otherwise, you do the bris milah first. Why? Because nikar hadin, he's better to do a pinyon haben on a full fledged child than to do it on a child that's not yet part of the bris. But that's when it comes to yourself and your own trouble. Let's say you have been invited, so an incredible chiddush, you should go to the pinyon haben. Why? Because pinyon haben is persume nisa. Pinyon haben is an inyan, and pinyon haben is persume nisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. The Egyptians, they were killed, but we were redeemed. That is a darga of persume nisa, whereas bris milah, by and large, is a private covenant between us and Hashem. It's none of their business. It's not the business between beini beinechem. It's between me and you. Persume nisa always has kedima. For example, coming up soon is Chanukah. Let's say a person can only afford one nair. Ner Shams, Ner Chanukah. Which one has kedima? Ner Chanukah. Why Ner Chanukah? Persume nisa adif. So between the two, bris milah has kedima. I thought that was a fascinating.
So if you get, you said first of all, because you get two invitations.
Yeah.
You go to the one that you get invited to first.
Yeah.
The second way you phrase
Shemini Nisa
is where
they
come simultaneously.
Right. If you get an invitation to go first to the Bris Milah, to go to wherever you get an invitation to first, that's when you go to first. But if they both come simultaneously, then Al Mikar Hadin you should go to the Pidyon Haben over the Bris Milah, because Pidyon Haben has the element of Persume Nisa, and Persume Nisa is Odif. Now we mentioned before about a Ger. A Ger has a Milah. And his bris milah is a ferish pasuk, probably even better than a regular person, because Yisro. Vayavoy pasuk says that Yisro came lecho lechem lifneho lukim, and according to Chazal, that was his bris milah. He came, he was megaya. Mashmo shamo ba, he heard about Kriyas Yamsov, he heard about Matan Torah, he came, Mechoisei Moshe, and they brought out lechem, and there's a medrash, it's a Chazal, they had a suda. What was a suda? Is Sudas Geirus, which means he underwent Bris Milah. Some Farish apostate that Yisro, in his Geirus process, had a Suda in Lufnei Elokim. You don't have such a good pasuk for a regular person. You only have a higomel. You have this drush. It's a karban. It's a chasan. But a ger that is megayer, his sudas mitzvah is serious business. It is indeed a very significant sudas mitzvah. Okay, next very interesting shaila about a bris milah. Let's say you have a chasan and kala present by a sudas mitzvah, by a bris milah. I'm sure this happens often, right? So, do you make shav brachas? So anyway, you're going to make seven brachas. But anyway, so you can make shav brachas. Well, that's another shav was arranged for their honor. The big question is: do you say the bracha shas simcha b'mo'enoi? Okay, so let's say you will make shav brachas. You have a chas nikah because has gemara sakash that we should really mikir hadin make. We should make shas simcha b'mo'enoi by a bris mila. We really should. We don't make shav brachas by a bris mila, but we should make the bracha shas simcha b'mo'enoi. Why do we not? Chazal said because it's sara diyanuka. Just like Ashkenazim generally do not make a shechianu because of tsar diyanuka, we don't make the bracha shas simcha b'mo'enoi. So here comes the big question: does the simchas chosin the kala override the tsar diyanuka? This is a very big shaila where there's no answer to. Some do, some don't. What? There's no answer. Some do, some don't.
The people who make the Shechianu have no problem.
The people who make the Shechianu, yeah, you want to add yeah. that into the equation. Well, even the people who make the Shechianu, they don't make Shasimcha B'mo'enoi. Even the people... So it's not, you see, it's not Holy Zeh B'zeh. People make their many...
What happens if you have a Shev Brachas and you forgot to say Simcha B'mo'enoi?
So you forgot. So the world doesn't come to an end. So you forgot. I'm talking about.
That's if you have Shabbos, Hanukkah,
but let
you have a bris and a.
But this is it's a very interesting shaila. It's a hashkafic shaila. Does your simcha override someone else's tsar? Generally, you don't say shas simcha b'moinai. Now there's a chosn and kala. Do you focus on the chosn and kala at the expense of the yinuka? It's a very
naughty.
What?
You also say all for
the hirotzons. Those are your rachamans. Those are harachamans. That's for the bris. That's the sahailuch of ailuch.
You make the shev brachos right afterwards.
Yeah, you did make the shev brachos during benching. The chosn and kala. Yes, you make the shev brachos, but you don't say. But you say shimcha b'moinai. It's machleik sapayis. Some say you do, some say you don't. I think the hachra is that if it's just an accident, oh, they show up, look at that, look who's here. I wouldn't invite you, we never even thought of inviting the chasan kala. The chasan kala here, it's an afterthought. It was not made in honor of the chasan kala, then you don't say shas simcha b'mondo. But if the suda was arranged, even though it's not ideal, because ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha, it's not ideal to make a double suda in honor of two different events, but if you did do so because you couldn't afford to make, you had no choice, we more talk about. You only have one cup of wine, you had no choice. So then, if it was also partially, it was also partially arranged with the chasna kala, then ben b'diav, you can't make the bracha shas simcha b'me'oinai. Okay, that is, I think I covered all the things I wanted to cover. They also mentioned that the third day, it happened in such
a. You have to have a minion by a kiddushin, right?
By kiddushin, yes.
What about a bris?
A bris? I don't think so.
No, not
Mikar Hadin? Maker Hadin? I don't think so. Okay. One other thing you mentioned about the third day to bris milah. So this talk is brought down. It was in the middle of the third day, and this is very interesting. Halacha in if a person does not have, making a suda on the third day of milah. So there is a makar for this. I don't know the exact makar, but the one of the machalik between a person that had a bris milah. A suda bo bayom on the eighth day, and someone that did not have a suda bo bayom. In other words, the only time you can say that a suda b'yom shlishi, a tikkun, has significance is only if there was a suda on the eighth day. Shloyehe tofel chor mino ikar. A person skipped. You go to shul, the person is putting a tikkun for, it's now the third day to the bris milah. There is a makar. Such a thing, and then you get to the sakan like a suda sayda, but that's only if you actually celebrated the sudas mitzvah the eighth day. If you did not celebrate the sudas mitzvah on the eighth day, and now you want to make a sudas mitzvah out of the tenth day, That's not right. Because you're making the tofel more chamor than the ikar.
He's only giving tikkun, it's not a suda.
But some even make it like chassidim, they're making a suda. The suda only has significance, and then the what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? It's like a suda shloi bizman. It's a bris mila shloi bizman. A bris mila shloi bizman, so we discussed. So does it have a status of suda mitzvah? Not so simple. Not everyone holds that a bris mila shloi bizman has a status of a bris mila. So now, since there was no suda mitzvah bizman, and now 3 days later after the bris mila shloi bizman, you want to make another suda? That's really not so pashut. The din of shlishi lemila has much more significance when it's a shlishi lemila, when the mila was done bizman. Okay, so these are some of the yonis mefalpel and yoni halacha b'negei bris mila, which comes right out of this week's parasha. Have a wonderful day. Mitzvah, we'll see you tomorrow.